Spotlight. This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on PM's 79th Independence Day address, A Vision for Viksit Bharat. The participants are Vijay Kranti, political analyst, and Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav, anchor.
It was a grand celebration as India's 79th Independence Day was celebrated with the patriotic fervor across the nation and the world. The speech delivered by Prime Minister Narendra Modi from the ramparts of the Red Fort was also of historic significance. India has been going from strength to strength, be it self-reliance in space tech and agriculture sector, to defence prowess and the manufacturing sector. To discuss more about the Prime Minister's historic speech and to discuss the detailed journey that India has been traversing in its aim of becoming a developed nation till 2047, we have with us a very special guest. We have senior political analyst Sri Vijay Kranti ji. Vijay ji, welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you.
Before we start the discussion, Vijay ji, let's hear the Honorable Prime Minister's words on the agriculture, agri-tech and the fisheries sector.
भारत के किसानों की मेहनत रंग ला रही है. पिछले साल अनाज के उत्पादन में मेरे देश के किसानों ने के पुराने सारे विक्रम तोड़ दिए. ये सामर्थ्य है मेरे देश का. मेरे मछुआरा भाई बहनों की ताकत देखिए. इस प्रोड्यूशन में दुनिया में हम दूसरे नंबर पर पहुंच चुके हैं. आज भारत चावल, गेहूं, फल और सब्जी के उत्पादन में भी दुनिया में दूसरे नंबर पर पहुंच चुका है.
Vijay ji, a large part of India's population is dependent on agriculture, and the Prime Minister never ever forgets the fact that the agricultural based population of India is exceedingly important, not just for the country's development but also its economy. Every single time when we see that great steps are being taken in all the sectors, the agriculture sector, the benefit given to the farmers, the steps taken for the betterment of farmers' lives is always the top priority of the incumbent government. Your views.
You know, when we listened to Prime Minister yesterday, one thing very sure, as always, we expect, the nation expects, it is a kind of report card from the Prime Minister who gives an account of what has been done, important things done in the previous year or previous years, just to assure the nation that the government is working. And secondly, this is the time when Prime Minister tells the nation and the world, what are our aspirations, what are our ambitions, and where do we want to reach? So this speech did full justice to both sides. For example, when he says that India is self-sufficient on wheat and rice and vegetables, on milk products, etc. You know, no doubt this kind of assurance was needed for ordinary people. But this was a great assurance to the Indian farmers and their families. Because right now, although Prime Minister did not raise that issue, but everybody in India is today worried about the threat from American president. They want India to kneel down and allow agricultural products and milk products to give them open entrance into India unchallenged. One thing we must understand, that the Indian farmer position is very delicate. India has achieved with the help of scientists and the farmers, but we were in a position that throughout, for the last 40, 50 years, India has been always asking others for even basic needs like wheat. And since 1965, when America threatened our Prime Minister, Lal Bahadur Shastri ji, that if you don't stop beating Pakistan in that war, we will stop giving you wheat. So that was the first time when India showed its mettle. The Prime Minister said, okay, we don't care your threats. We will live in that. And then since then, the focus was on improving our agriculture production. And our farmers were very successful in implementing what the scientists brought on the table. And today the result, as Prime Minister said, is that we are the second largest producers of agricultural products in the world. If America had succeeded in pressurizing India to accept its terms of opening India, I think we would have lost everything which we gained in last 50 years in this field. So the Prime Minister's assurance about, you know, Dhandhanya, he spoke of 100 such districts which are very quite far behind normal, and there to give special support to the farmers. in those 100 districts.
True.
You know, this was an assurance to the nation that don't worry, to especially to the farmers, you don't worry, the nation is with you. That is the message, I think, which was necessary at this time when things are so critical.
Absolutely. And another sector in which India has been showing its prowess to the whole wide world and has been showing its mettle is the defense sector. Let's hear the words of the Prime Minister.
Operation Sindur mein dekha hai. Made in India ki kamal kya thi? Dushman ko pata tak na chala ki kaun se shastrastra hai, ki kaun sa samarth hai, jo palak bhar mein unko nasht kar raha hai. Lekin hame made in India ki shakti hamare haath mein thi, sena ke haath mein thi, isliye bina chinta, bina rukawat, hamari sena apna parakram karti rahi.
Pakistan's generals can promote themselves or give themselves as many awards as they want to, but the whole wide world knows how their DGMO called the Indian DGMO and they kneeled in front of the Indian power, the self-made Indian weapons and the military might of India's soldiers. Your views, sir?
You know, the Prime Minister very beautifully underlined the secret of India's success this time, and so precise success, so prompt success this time against Pakistan. The precision with which the targets were
destroyed.
Identified and destroyed, and the time taken so short, so precisely done like a surgery.
Absolutely.
And then at the same time, the way he has underlined that we could succeed because our defense forces were equipped with the equipment which was very efficient and made in India. So this made in India, he tells the world that this is our secret. This was a message not only for a reassurance to the Indian ordinary people, it was a message to its enemies. And also to those countries who have some doubts about India or who used to think that they can arm twist India on certain issues. I think this idea of telling the world that we succeeded because of made in India, it is an assurance that the nation is going to continue in this process. And right now we have reached only a few milestones. The way he announced that we, by end of this year, the Indians will have a chip made in India. And then he spoke of the jet engines that India is going to produce its own. You know, this is a great assurance about India's might and India's capability.
Very true. The enemy can copy all Indian moves, but what it can't do is put strong women on the panels like India did. What it can't do is actually prove that it did some good for its own borders well, because they did lose the battle because of Indian military might. And another sector in which no one is catching up to India and India is going from strength to strength is the space sector. Just seen Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla ji go to the International Space Station, and now he's in a few days about to return to his motherland India. Let's hear the words of the Prime Minister first.
Space sector ka kamal to har deshwasi dekh raha. गर्व से भर जा रहा और हमारे ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला इस स्टेशन से लौट चुके हैं और आने वाले कुछ दिनों में वो भारत भी आ रहे हैं. हम स्पेस में भी अपने दम पर आत्मनिर्भर भारत गगनयान की तैयारी कर रहे हैं. हम अपने बलबूते पर हमारा अपना स्पेस स्टेशन बनाने की दिशा में.
Kranti ji, India is not just researching and developing its own technology, but is going to help even the whole of humanity. It's already helping so many companies and countries launch their satellites. Your views on the great success India's scientists, India's research and development has achieved in the space sector?
You know, I've been a full-time journalist for 50 years.
Ji.
I have seen the India progressing. We started with very small steps.
Absolutely.
If you remember, anybody goes to our listeners, if they go to the net and find out the rocket on a bicycle
or
rocket on a bullock cart,
absolutely,
they will find pictures. Indian scientists carrying to Thumba station rockets on a cycle, on the back of a cycle or on a bullock cart. And in those days, we were in a position where the rest of the world, especially the Western world, was very, very anti-India. They didn't want to see India progress. They didn't want to support India in its attempts on whether it is atomic energy or it is space.
True.
Or computers.
True.
There was a total ban on any kind of import by India. Indian scientists were not able to get any equipment from America, from Canada, from Germany, from France, from Britain, name any country. So it was something, it's a blessing in disguise. Our scientists, our government decided that we will invent the wheel ourselves once again.
True that.
And we did it. And now the result is, in the space, You see, very recently, even American companies are hiring Indian rocket surveys to launch their satellites in the space because they find the Indian rockets are more reliable, they are much cheaper. You know, this is a recognition when American companies or other companies ask you to send their rockets. And then at the same time, in the atomic field, we have achieved, it's not small, an entire technology has been developed by our scientists. Of course, we took more time than if we would have otherwise taken if the West was helpful.
But then better late than never.
But then we did it better. Today, our power stations are functioning far better. You know, the way we have now are using nuclear energy for our defense, for research, for medicine, for everything. The whole world is amazed. So that shows India is on the right way. One short example I will give you. In 70s, we heard the news that America had banned India from getting supercomputer. So, you know, our scientists were really sad. But then few years later, we discovered that the Indian scientists themselves made their own supercomputer, the Param. They did it. So I think now if there are today, the threats India is getting on various aspects, whether it is tariffs or other things, I think it's going to prove a blessing for India. We have a history that we can convert challenge into an opportunity.
Absolutely.
So I am sure that in a few years, you will see that this tariff threat is going to help India in improving its industry, its production, and the quality of products. And in those areas, India is going to be one of the best producers and exporters.
I think that is the reason why, just the way you've said it, that India can convert a threat into an opportunity. That's why the Honorable Prime Minister says, "Aapda mein avsar hum talash lete hain." How we do it, how the great accomplishments of India are being noticed, and no propaganda by any anti-India country can get even close to the achievement that we've had in space, in atomic energy, in sustainable energy sectors, and so much more. One more concern that India is continuously addressing is the concern of internal security, of Naxalism. Let's hear the words of the Prime Minister first.
Samruddhi ka rasta suraksha se guzarta hai. Pichle 11 varshon mein rashtra suraksha, rashtra raksha, in sabhi morchon par humne pure samarpan bhav se kaam kiya hai. हमारे देश का बहुत बड़ा जनजातीय क्षेत्र नक्सलवाद की चपेट में, माओवाद की चपेट में पिछले कई दशकों से लहूलुहान हो चुका था. हमने फौलादी हाथ से काम लिया. कभी 125 से ज्यादा जिलों में नक्सलवाद अपनी जड़ें जमा चुका था और आज 125 जिलों में से कम होते होते हम 20 पर ले आए.
Vijayji, your views on the steps to reduce Naxalism and remove such threats in the journey of India becoming a developed nation, in brief.
You know, this is a remarkable achievement of India because I have seen at the years of 1960s, it was China who initiated the Naxalbadi movement in India, the communist violence in India that was called Naxalbadi movement. If you see Naxalbadi on the map, you will see it is that delicate point of a chicken neck. If they had been successful, they would have cut off 8 Indian states from rest of India, the northeastern states. But India survived. In those states, there was in many, many areas, no police officer was allowed, no school was allowed to run. Even the children of those villages were captive by the Naxalites. And those children were forcibly taken away and they were trained to become terrorists. So this was something like a termite eating a nation. And in last few years, the determination of the government and the wonderful performance of our security agencies, that has brought this result. Otherwise, this Naxalism had a full potential to divide and break India into many pieces.
Absolutely. The reinforcing of the commitment and the work that we all will do to make India into a sustainably developed nation by 2047 or maybe even earlier. Sir, thank you so much for being a part of this wonderful discussion. Vijayji, thank you so much for being with us in the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on PM's 79th Independence Day address, A Vision for Viksit Bharat. The participants were Vijay Kranti, political analyst, and Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on your mobile app, News On Air. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News On Air Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044. Spotlight.